Jesus continues his theme of the Good Shepherd. If you remember, a few weeks ago we had Good Shepherd Sunday. And this is another Sunday with the theme of shepherding. And it's a more specific theme of shepherding. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's see, we have two trusty servers. Okay, and lift up the picture. Ah, these are my favorite images of Jesus. Probably next to the crucifix, this is my ordinary time crucifix. My favorite image is Jesus with the lamb on his shoulders. If you could walk around slowly and hold that up so everybody can see it all the way down. And so go down to the level and then walk around all the way around and hold it up so people can see it. So point it toward them. Okay, hold it up so everybody can see it and walk all the way around, all the way around. My favorite images of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, with the lamb on his shoulders. I think of myself, and you might think of yourself. Jesus, when we stray, doesn't call us back by booting us, kicking us in the behind. He welcomes us back gently and lovingly, carries us back on his shoulders when we get lost, when we stray, when we go our own way. He gently welcomes us back. So what a great blessing, Jesus the Good Shepherd. So the gospel today is on this theme. Jesus the Good Shepherd, and he says, we are like sheep without a shepherd. Shepherds and shepherdesses. On this Father's Day weekend, we think of dads being shepherds. We think of moms, teachers, coaches. Also, shepherdesses, religious sisters are shepherdesses, religious brothers, deacon. But today, Jesus focuses, and I will focus on priests and bishops as good shepherds. Jesus' heart was moved with pity, St. Matthew writes. Yesterday, we celebrated the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And moved with pity, another translation, is to show compassion. Compassion is to have a deep, deep emotional connection. Full of love, unconditional, sacrificial love. This love for us by the Lord created us, sustains us every day, every moment. Jesus' heart was moved with pity. He saw so many people without shepherds, without leaders to help them. He saw them as sheep without a shepherd. Jesus recognized and knew how many people suffered and are suffering. Illnesses, despair, spiritual emptiness, longing for meaning in their lives, longing for a greater priority or a misplaced priority to lower that priority. So Jesus gave us the priesthood and the episcopacy at the Last Supper. In the gospel, he says, the gospel of the kingdom of God. He wanted people to preach the kingdom of God. He appointed the first 12 bishops and by name to do that. Jesus goes on to say, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. I wrote in May in the Southwest Kansas Catholic that how few our laborers are in the priesthood, in the episcopacy. We have 14 incarnated active priests in this diocese for 48 parishes. Thanks be to God, we are blessed with 11 missionary priests, counting Father Matthew this summer, 12, as he helps us as Father John is studying Spanish. 15 retired priests and bishops. We are few as laborers for the harvest. Jesus says, ask the master of the harvest, our Heavenly Father, to send out laborers for his harvest. I continued in that gospel message how we are called to ask the Lord for more laborers. Some ideas I gave you. I'll review those. Moms and dads, be open to the Lord's call of appreciative vocation for your sons. And this extends to grandmas and grandpas for their grandsons and to all for their nephews. If God calls your son to the priesthood, that will be the most fulfilling vocation, the most joy, bring them the most happiness. Isn't that what you want for your son or grandson or nephew? After Mass one day, I said, maybe your son is called to the priesthood. And the dad said, well, no, I don't want him to be a priest. Well, I try to gently put it, but I'll put it more bluntly now. It doesn't matter what you want for your son. It doesn't matter what I, as bishop, want for your son. It's what the Lord has planned for your son. That is most important. And if the Lord has planned the priesthood for your son, that will bring him the most happiness, the most fulfillment, the most joy. Talk to your sons, your grandsons, nephews, the boys and single men of the parish. Have you ever thought about the priesthood? Or, I think you'd make a good priest. Or, I will pray for your vocation. Single men and boys, right here in this congregation, humbly listen to the Lord, courageously follow if the Lord is calling. One of the seminary rectors, Monsignor Glenn of our seminary, St. John Vianney Seminary, where Father John went, Father Jacob went, he was called at a young age to the priesthood, but he didn't know it. He was in high school, and he finally met with a priest that asked him, do you ever think about the priesthood? And Monsignor Glenn's response is a high school senior, all the time. But he didn't know what to do with it. So if you hear that call to the priesthood, even if it's tentative, speak with Father Wesley, speak with Father John, speak with me, boys and single men. Maybe that is the Lord's call for you. Knights of Columbus and other parish groups encourage the boys and single men to consider the priesthood. Ask all men 18 years and older to join the Knights, a great fraternal organization focusing on vocations, family, faith, community, and life. Visit a seminary. Write or email a seminarian. Speak to a priest or bishop about the joys of the priesthood, the episcopacy. Give alms to the seminarian fund of the diocese. Be a faithful and active Catholic. That's a good role model that the boys and single men will see. And maybe the Lord is calling them to lead in the sacramental life. Pray, pray, pray. Trust in the great high priest, Jesus Christ. Only a priest can administer the sacrament of Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, and confirmation at the Easter Vigil in danger of death and other times with my permission. Only a bishop can administer the sacrament of holy orders, as I did last year. Father John just celebrated his first anniversary of the priesthood. Thank you for your many prayers and support of Father John. Priests come from families and parishes here in the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City, in other dioceses or religious congregations in the U.S. or around the world. Jesus said, reviewing, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. He calls them by name. He called the 12 by name. He calls each of us by name. What? Me? Yes, you, boys and single men. It's possible. And you don't have to be perfect. All the priests are sinners. You don't have to be unique. The 12 apostles came from every walk of life. Fishermen, tax collectors, even Peter, the head apostle, betrayed Jesus. We don't have to be perfect to be called. I am one of them. How is that call? What is that might be calling? Jesus said and gave authority to go, to make, to cure, to drive out, to give. All these commands are very active words, not passive. Priests are called to be zealous, active, and hardworking. But are we called to a lazy life? None of us are called to a lazy life as priests or bishops or lay folks. We are called to sacrifice. For example, we call athletes to sacrifice. Athletes out there, they have great sacrifice, right? I see some college athletes out there, high school athletes, middle school. Great sacrifice to be an athlete, to have a special diet, to work out, to get plenty of sleep, to listen to the coaches, to have teamwork. Great sacrifice. Military troops, another great sacrifice, putting themselves in harm's way, in great danger for us, for those who are suffering injustices around the world. Similarly, priests and bishops are called to great sacrifice. So don't be afraid of sacrifice. It exists in many parts, and even husbands and wives, moms and dads, sacrifice greatly for their children. So, as we continue this Holy Mass, let us listen to the Lord's call to have that great sacrifice to more laborers for his vineyard. He is calling priests from this diocese, from this congregation. Let us listen carefully, humbly, and let us faithfully, courageously follow. Jesus will help us. He loves us so much.